Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. In Acts chapter 3, that's where we are in our study, verse 17, Peter turns to the crowd. After having introduced the Prince of Life, he accuses them of killing the Prince of Life, denying the Holy One. He says to them in verse 17, "Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled." I'm going to stop there for a second. Peter is admitting that the crowd that killed Jesus did it in ignorance. And he perhaps takes this thought from the fact that Jesus himself said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." So there was an element there of, "Father, I realize that the crowd is ignorant. They don't realize what's going on." And Peter says the rulers did it in ignorance as well. But he doesn't let them off the hook with that. In fact, if you'll remember, when in our studies from Acts chapter 1, there was definitely a pending judgment coming that Luke would call the days of vengeance. Jesus would call the days of vengeance in Luke's gospel, in which Jerusalem would be compassed about with armies and that temple was going to be destroyed. Not one stone was left unturned. Jesus said that temple's been left to Israel desolate. All of that's going to happen, as Jesus said in Matthew 24, within a generation. That generation that was sitting there would not pass away till those things were fulfilled. Well, that generation, part of them are assembled in Acts 3. Peter's a part of that generation, and he wants to be spared. And so he introduces to the crowd how to be spared. He says, "Those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted." Repent, therefore, is in light of all of this, let's change our mind and convert over to the Christ. Because there's certainly problems on the horizon. So let me reiterate. The fact that Peter says they did it in ignorance does not mean that they're innocent. There's not the indication here that ignorance equates innocence. They may not have known what they were doing or why they were doing it, but the fact is that they did it. And so Peter says it's now time to change your mind and be converted so that your sins will be blotted out. So what sins? Well, I believe within context, it's actually that sin of the crucifixion of the Son of God. Again, very important, and we brought this out couple of days ago, that we have to get out of the mindset that God killed his son at Calvary. It was the crowd, it was the rulers, it was the Roman leaders and the Jewish leaders that killed Jesus at Calvary. And they would be the ones upon whom wrath would fall. God didn't kill his son, he's not a murderer. And so it's important to note that it was a sacrifice and that that sin would need blotted out as well. Peter makes an interesting statement at the end of verse 19. He says, "So that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." And the time of refreshing that would come from the presence of the Lord, if you'll recall, back in Acts chapter 2, he talks about the rest and the refreshing. And we talked about that in relation to the gifts of the Spirit. But this time of refreshing that comes from the presence of the Lord is only accessible through faith in Jesus. And Peter's laying out that case. If you'll change your mind about God and be converted to Christ, you'll have the time of refreshing that you've been looking for. Tomorrow, I want to connect that back to the prophetic. And I'll show you why, because Peter's about to introduce a prophet that we don't always think about as a prophet in the New Testament, when we're thinking from the New Testament point of view, but we should, and I'll show you why tomorrow. We'll get there then, and we hope you have a great day. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.